Blog Talk Radio.
Oh.
Push the button, Linus.
Yeah, it should have automatically came on. Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Free Psychic Readings with Linus and Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Well, boy, this has been a week, hasn't it? Let me go on with my spiel. We love answering your questions, or at least put you on the right path. Remember to always be positive. Nothing in this world is promised but birth and death. So in between, let's make the best of it. Understanding, communication, and above all, love. The God in me and Nina honors the God in all of you. One question per caller, please. We'd like to give everybody a chance to ask a question or give validation on a previous reading. The chat room is open. Your moderator is Miss Nina. Now, Miss Nina is also a Reiki master. She's a teacher, a minister, a photographer, and about 100 other things. And I am a psychic. I've been doing it for about 40 years, and I do tarot readings, angel readings, and I connect to your loved ones that have passed over. So we try and do our very best, and hopefully that we can help you. I'm going to bring in my co-host at this time. Good afternoon, Miss Nina.
Good afternoon, Miss Linus. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome. I hope you're all having a tremendous day. I know I am. My football team up here in Canada won, so they go on to the semifinals. Woohoo!
Good for you. Congratulations.
And by the way, everyone, they're called the Edmonton Eskimos because that's where I live, in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. So, yeah, I'm very proud.
All right. And so you should be. So you should be. Well, listen, you got any birthdays today or anniversaries? Or?
You know what? I don't. Believe it or not, I don't have any this week. Now, isn't that strange?
Yes. Just a quiet week. Well, I have one. And Moses, again, I was at his birthday party last night, his 65th. And so, again, I want to say happy birthday to you. And I thank your wife, Kathy, for putting it all together and inviting everybody. It was a beautiful, great time. And thank you both, you know. Okay. Well, Nina, you know we got the full moon coming up tomorrow, which is not only the full moon, but it's the super moon as well. So let me tell you folks a little bit about that. The full moon is going to be extraordinary. It will be the biggest and brightest super moon in almost 70 years. Not only will this rare lunar event be much closer to Earth than usual, the energy you will experience could be absolutely life-changing. The brilliance of this unique lunation will illuminate what you need most. You'll be more motivated than ever to seize the monumental opportunity for major breakthroughs. So it sounds like on this moon, anything that you had on the back burner, bring it to the front and get to working on it all this week. Put your very best efforts in there. And hopefully whatever comes about will be good. So I'm saying this right now. God bless you all for any changes that are coming about, because they are going to be big, but they'll be for the good. Which everything does happen for the good. So remember, the new moon is the 29th of this month, and the full moon is when? Tomorrow, which is the super moon. So if you get a chance where you live, go out and look at it. Make some wishes. Put some intentions out there. Okay? And I have one other announcement. I'm no longer doing free readings, which I wasn't, but a few people, that's just my heart, you know, I help people out if they need some information, but no longer. I had a meeting with my accountant and it wasn't good. So if you want a reading, as I've said before, either me or Nina or both of us together, you need to go to www.theessenceofsuccess.com. Again, theessenceofsuccess.com. On the right hand of the page, when you scroll down, go to Psychic Readings, and once you get there, it'll tell you what to do to get your reading, and it'll notify me that I can notify Nina, too, that, you know, you're interested in a reading from both of us, or if you just want Nina to read for you, that's fine, too. But believe me, no more free readings. Yeah, that's my job. So maybe let me make this explicitly clear. I do psychic readings Monday through Friday for a living, from 11 in the morning to 7 p.m., okay? So that's my job. So just like your job, you can't be doing stuff free or giving away free stuff, right? Okay. Go ahead, Nina.
And I just want to make it very clear to everyone, too, that, yes, we do free psychic readings on Sunday afternoon and Wednesday evening. But one question per caller. If you want any more questions answered, like Glenn has just said, go to the website. We will give you a reading. So that's all I want to say on this matter. Also, please do not phone in with a blocked number. It makes us very cautious because, as some of you know, we've had problems before where people come in with blocked numbers and try to cause all kinds of havoc. So please, if you can, don't come in with a blocked number. And if you do, my hand is on the button to disconnect you immediately if anything comes up out of it.
There you go. There you go. And also, you know, last Sunday at the end of the show, Nina and I did our predictions for the presidential election. Granted, it didn't come out like we wanted it to, but as I told Nina, one of us is right. Sorry it was me.
Now,
but
I went with, I think, my heart, Lennis, because I should have gone with my head and what they were telling me psychically, but I didn't want to because I didn't want to put it out there. But it is what it is, and I will pray for your president-elect. I hope he does a good job, and I hope he does the job that he's intended to do, and that you find peace in the U.S.
This is so true. I saw one thing, and I was trying to find it because I had posted it on my page. Of course, do I find it now? No, not when I need to see it. But this gentleman, a pastor, said that let me see, how did he say it? The Democrats lost, not God. God didn't lose. He's still there, and he's still on the throne to help us wherever that we may need help and to, you know, remember that.
Yep.
Yeah, so let's see,
and
what else?
Stop all the rioting and protesting. There's nothing that can be done. What should have been done is done and over with now. If you wanted a different outcome, then you should have encouraged all of your friends and family and neighbors to go out and vote. The voting turnout was very low. So, yeah, you want a different turnout, you've got to encourage everybody to vote.
Well, you know, Hillary won it by the manual votes, but the electoral votes, which I hope they get rid of that, was won by Trump's. So if we didn't do the electoral votes, Hillary would have won.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I found it. Be encouraged. God hasn't lost. the Democrats did, he still has all power, enough power to cover and overcome yesterday, today, and tomorrow. I stand with him who has the whole world in his hands. Okay, so there you go. That made me feel good, too. Okay, and again, welcome everybody from around the world in the chat room or on the phone. We're going to get this reading started. And as Nina said, just to reiterate, every Sunday at 3 and every Wednesday at 6, you can get free readings. One question per caller. Okay, are we ready, Miss Nina?
We are.
Okay. First call up, area code 561. You're on the line with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Lena. How are you?
Hi, Lena, and welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Okay.
I wanted to ask
and,
you.
Go ahead.
I wanted to see what you see about a new relationship coming up for me.
Okay. I'm getting a headache.
Yeah. Oh, that's because there's a man that's like obsessed with me. Maybe that's you picking him up.
Okay.
Yeah, Lena, were you on the show a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. Did you ask the same question?
I think so, yeah.
And what did we tell you at that time?
Well, no, I didn't ask the same question. I asked about him, but this time I asked about somebody new coming up. I'm not interested in him. I just said to her, he's probably popping up, but I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not interested in him.
Right, that's where my confusion and where my angels are confused, too. Okay, I'll concentrate on that then. Oh, dear.
Tell me what you see, because I get a lot of nervousness right now.
That's why I said, oh, dear.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a lot of nervousness. Is this guy threatening you or harming you in any way?
No, but he's just going on my Facebook, and when I go up to Starbucks, he's sending his friends there to watch me. I don't know why they're watching me. I mean, I don't know what. I mean, they don't say anything or bother me, so I don't know what. Nobody's harmed me or anything.
Lena, there is stalking laws in both Canada and the U.S. I think maybe you should get a hold of the police, because right now I can't see anybody new coming into your life until this guy is gone.
Oh, boy.
Because he is going to cause trouble for you. And that's what I'm picking up. Yeah. Well, not necessarily for you, but for anybody new that you want in your life.
Well, how would he know?
Didn't you say his friends be at Starbucks and different around? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Nina.
Yeah, but I don't talk to his friends. I barely talk to his friends, and I really, I just decided tonight I'm not going to go to that Starbucks anymore. I'm going to go to another one. So
okay.
I've been avoiding.
Yeah, please do that, Lena. Avoid any situation where you're going to be in contact with any of his friends or him. And see what progresses from there. Right now nervousness, definitely. The headache is there for me as well, Lennis. So I'm picking up that he's going to cause trouble for you. So make sure he's out of your life completely before you even decide to see anybody new.
Oh, my God. I don't even really know
and
this guy.
If necessary, get a TRO, get a no trespass. You know, that he has to be 5 miles away from you or whatever. They can't come around.
The funny thing about it is he doesn't live in my area. He lives 3 hours away. He moved away last year.
But the problem is he's still having his friends keep up on you. So, yeah.
But I barely talk to his friends. They don't know where I live, where I work. They don't know they don't really know anything about me. I don't talk. I don't tell anybody anything.
Well, that's a good thing.
And I, like I said, I'm going to stop going to that Starbucks tonight. I'm going to go to another one.
Good idea. Please do that. And once you do that, I think then all the negative energy that's surrounding you because of them and him, then maybe we'll be able to get a clearer read on you.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Sorry,
thank,
honey.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, thanks.
We can only tell you what we...
All right, thanks.
Okay.
You're welcome. Okay, next caller... not going, Nina. Oh, there it goes. Next caller, area code 646. Welcome to the show. Who's this?
Hey, how are you? This is Lisa. How's it
Hi,
going?
Hi, Lisa. Oh, terrific.
Hi. I have a quick question for you guys. All right, so last night I had a premonition of Sandra. I don't know her last name, but she is the woman that writes for the show, How to Get Away with Murder, and I want to see if I can get a clarification of why I had a premonition of her face.
To stop you from doing something you don't have any business doing.
Oh.
It's called a wake-up call through that dream.
Okay.
Yep. So if you got really angry and was thinking about getting back at somebody or doing something really ugly, Lisa... The angels are forewarning you. Don't do it.
Okay. You know what I was thinking about? There was this job that had been offered to me to work with people with disabilities. I don't mind doing it, but I think it's going to take away from, because I have another job that I do during the daytime. I mean, it's not what I want. It's just to pay bills. So I don't know if they wanted me to do this job with people that have disabilities or just leave it alone and wait to do a certification class in home and personal care aid.
Certification, please.
Okay. Okay, Miss Nina, I'm taking your advice. All right.
She's
sounds
a teacher
good.
And she is, yeah.
Okay. Do they want it in December or do they want me to take it in January?
ASAP.
Okay, say no more.
All right.
Okay, all right. So I'm going to stick with my decision. And I was actually supposed to meet for a second interview to sign all the paperwork, but I'll be very honest and let them know that I found a different opportunity.
Awesome.
All right, thank you, Miss Nina. I'm taking your advice and I'm running with it. Thank you, Miss Linus. Okay.
You're most welcome, man. Congratulations.
All right, okay. Thank you, darling. Okay. Talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, you're listening to Free Psychic Reading Sunday with Nina and Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. 646-727-2914. The chat room is open. Miss Nina is your moderator. Okay, next call, area code 205. You're on the air with Linus.
Hello.
And Nina. Who's this?
Oh, hello. My name
Hi.
Is Chantez. Hi.
Hi. Chantez or Chantez?
Chantez. Chantez.
Oh, that's different. Okay. Well, Ms. Chantez, what can we do for you today, young lady?
I have a question. I had went out to get my CDL at a truck institute, and for some reason I wasn't allowed to take the test, and I wanted to know if you see me going back out and doing it again, and this time being successful with making it to the end.
Do you have a record? Criminal record?
Yes. Okay. I pleaded guilty to a charge 11 years ago.
Okay, no, that's fine. I'm not asking what it was. That's what I picked up right away. Was that? No, that, whatever it is, that's your personal business. But I picked up that they did pull that up as they were going through.
I told them about
your background
it firsthand.
Check. There you go.
Yes, ma'am. I told them about it firsthand.
Check. Do not have okay. that.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah. I thought Nina was saying something. That's why I stopped.
Yeah, I was. Can you not have that record sealed?
That's what I was been trying to find out, if I could.
Up here
it
in
just
Canada.
Recently started coming up. It's 11 years old. It's something very petty, but it's 11 years old, and it just started coming up. But I've never, ever done anything.
I know. Sometimes the things that we did when we were younger come back to haunt us when we're older. I would try and get that sealed if I were you, please.
Okay.
Yeah, check with an attorney just as a consultant. So hopefully, you know, you won't need an attorney, but consult with one just to find out what can they do about sealing that. I agree with Nina. That's a long time ago. But, you know, depending on the company that you work for, Chantez, they do background work. I retired as an aviation controller, and they went back 10 years in my life. So, you know, I don't know. It depends on the position that you're going into that they feel like they need that definitive background check.
I was trying to get my CDL.
Yeah. Well, I would try again.
Well, the reason why I wasn't successful, yeah, the company, I had a trainer out on the road, and he, for some reason, wanted me to be his woman and not train me properly. So when I went back to get tested out, I didn't know how to do the backing maneuvers. No one took the time to teach me the backing maneuvers to do the road part of the test, so they sent me home because they said I didn't know them.
Okay.
And I wanted to go out with another company. I was approved to go out with another company, and I just wanted to know would I make it to get my actual CDL. Instead, I have a permit now. Would I make it to get my CDL?
Yes, you will.
Yep, I saw that too.
Okay, and consult with the lawyer. Yes, because it's so funny about that you brought that up because it just started coming up. Actually, this year it never came up. Any other year, and it happened in 05 and never came up until this year.
Well, get it locked up.
I will.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, ladies.
Yes, indeed. Okay, well, and on the other hand, congratulations, because you are going to get approved.
Yes,
so,
thank you.
Okay, all right, Chantez, and thanks for calling. Have a good week. Okay, area code 518, you're on the line with Nina and Linus. Who's this?
Hi, this is Linda. Hi, good evening.
Hi.
Good evening.
Good evening, Linda. Okay.
I have a question. I was going to an event that is supposed to be for a weekend, like 4 days, and I don't know, for something in my gut, I'm feeling that I should only go for attend one. So what are the angels saying? Are they suggesting? I don't know. I just have this apprehension that I shouldn't be there all those days.
Three. I'm getting the number three, so I'm going to say three days. I don't know what Nina's seeing, but I see 3 days and then leave. What are you seeing, Nina?
What they're telling me is always go with your gut.
Yep.
Is it a week?
It's just 2 days, but they want me there. Like, it's the Saturday and Sunday, but they want me there Thursday, from Thursday on.
Why?
I don't know.
Well, what is this, a social event? Is this a learning experience? Linda, what is this?
No, it's a women's conference and a church anniversary. And I'm going to be out of town. You know, I'm not going to be home. I'm going to be out of town.
Just go for the 2 days, Linda.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. That's what I was in my gut was. Okay. No, if it's just for the 2 days, I know why.
Yeah, just go for the 2 days, because then there will be enough people around you.
Yeah, because I see a negative woman, and she's in the church. Oh, my God. Yeah, she's not part of your inner circle, but you do know this woman. She's jealous of you. Just to let you know. You might know who it is. She's either late 30s or in her early 40s. Okay. Pray, because she sends out bad energy. But I see where you could get distraught at this conference if you went longer and say forget it and leave. So 2 days, more than enough.
Thank you.
2 days,
thank
more than
you.
Enough.
Thank you. I have to go with my gut all the time. Oh, I'm telling you. Yesterday was an incident where it was nice. It wasn't too bad outside. I'm going to be too really quick with this. Just go back to the gut. And I wanted to go to a particular mall. And something kept telling me, I said, I want to go to Best Buy. I said, maybe I shouldn't. And I said, you know what, I'm not going to go. I'm so glad I didn't, because there was a shooting.
Oh my God.
Don't have shootings up here at the malls. You know, like in certain areas, the rival people be shooting and stuff. But at the mall, and my gut kept telling me, don't go. Nah, I'm not going to go.
Well, I'm so glad you listened, Linda.
And
Jesus,
I don't know
I'm
about
glad.
The negative person, but something's been stirring in me, because when she invited me, I'm like, I don't know, for some reason, I ain't feeling this. So there you go. And I didn't even know the negative part of it, you know what I'm saying? But I was just like, I'm not feeling something here.
Well, listen to
you. You know, like something's not checking out.
Yeah, Linda, go with your gut, because your gut is your angel telling you.
Yep,
thank you.
It sure
thank
is.
Thank you, ladies.
And you
thank
listen,
you.
And I'm thankful that you did. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, man. Yeah, and it was pretty bad from what I'm understanding. Some people got hurt.
Where was
yesterday.
This, if you don't mind telling me?
It was in Albany.
Okay, New York, okay.
They call it Cross Gates. Yeah, Albany, New York, Cross Gates. Cross Gates Mall. Mm.
Well, I'm glad that you didn't go. I'm glad you listened to the angels, which is your instinct, and didn't go. So good for you.
And I'm
now remember,
to
2 days.
Now again.
Yes. You know,
thank
if we
you.
Listen more, our lives would be a lot better. But sometimes we block out the sound. I think that's why they say God tells you before things happen. He sends the angels to pre-warn us, but we don't listen, and then something happens, and it's like, why did this happen? Well, you were warned by one way or other. Your gut was telling you something
right. Because, when they invited me for that extended time, they didn't say what it was. It just says, come and stay, spend the night. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, not so sure. So thank you for that.
You are most welcome, young lady, and have a wonderful, wonderful week. And keep listening to your inner self, okay?
I will. And just take me off the phone line, but I want to listen on the phone. What do I have to do? Press 1 again?
No, I'll put you there. Hold on. There you go. Okay. Next caller is area code 248. You're on the line with Nina and Linus. Who's this?
Hi there, it's Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
I'm good. I've got a friend, and she's not talking to me or not responding to me. She seems angry with me for some reason. She won't tell me why. I was wondering if you have an idea why.
Okay,
what's her first name?
Her first name's Sherry.
Okay, good enough. Stop. I see something physical. I see a bar. Oh, and I got a headache. Just went across my forehead. But I saw something physical and a bar, like a rod, but it's a bar.
I picked up jealousy.
Ah.
That's what I picked up, Jennifer. I picked up jealousy. She'll get over it, but she's jealous of something.
Okay, I don't know. I felt like her life probably wasn't happy or something was going on. But, I could have helped her, but
she's not ready for your help. She's not ready for it, but she will be. So just hang in there. Don't let her.
All right.
Let her wife. Keep in contact with her. You know, send her a text, say hi, how are you doing, that kind of thing. But she will come back to you eventually. It's something.
Okay. Good.
It's something in her mind right now, and she needs to just find herself in a better place.
All right. Thank you very much. And we can
we
send her some healing?
Pardon
me?
We sure can.
Send her some healing?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Thank you.
No problem.
No problem at all. Always praying. Thank you, Jennifer, and have a wonderful
weekend,
lady.
Thank you.
Okay.
You too.
Bye-bye. Okay, bye-bye. Okay, next call is 708. Area code is 708. You're on the air with Lena Sanina. Who's this?
Hi.
Yes. How you doing, young lady? How was your birthday? Did you enjoy?
Oh, my God, it was so fantastic. That guy that you all told me was okay if I gave him a chance was such a pain in the butt, but I told you that. He was just on me. I took some advice you all gave me a long time ago that when you told me that once I got Frank out of the picture, that would kind of open up all of the opportunities to meet other guys.
Yeah.
So lately I've been kind of pulling back a little bit, and he doesn't like it at all, but, you know, want what's best for me. I've been doing what's best for him for a pretty long time. The problem is, and I hate to confess this, is that he owes me money. So every once in a while, I'll mention the money, and he'll say, yeah, he has my bank information. He says, yeah, I'll put, $25 in your account when I get off work on payday. And then all of payday, I won't hear from him at all. Then the day after, he starts messaging, and I don't know. I'm just weary, and I'm kind of concerned about the money because I could use it. But I also know that in order to completely cut him off, I have to forget about it.
Yes.
So do you see me getting the money back,
or
do
I have to eat that? You're going to have to eat that.
It was expensive.
I'm sorry.
And he knew I didn't have it. It was expensive. And I've been hearing, yeah, I'll get it back to you. I'm paying you back every penny. And he hasn't made a move. I usually have to bring up a huge ultimatum to get any money at all whatsoever. But it's almost like he has a choice. He could either have me as a friend or he can give me back my money.
Tiffany, I think you're going to have I'm sorry, honey, but you're going to have to walk away from it. He's not going to pay you back.
I mean, if I take him to court, he's going to pay me back.
Can you prove that, honey?
I absolutely can.
Well, then, go to small claims court and get the money back then.
There you go.
Is it worth it?
That's what I was going to suggest, small claims court, because then he will have to give her the money back then.
Of course it's worth it, Tiffany. Then he knows for sure he's out of your life.
So do you see him going that way, or?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It just seems like a hassle to have to get it. I want it, but I don't, I'd rather him just lose me altogether, but now he's going to lose me and the money if he doesn't pay me my cash back.
Yeah,
well,
no, he's not.
You are the one making the choices. You have to decide what you want to do. If you want the money back, take him to small claims court. That's the only way you're going to get it. If you don't care and you want to walk away from him and have a clean slate, walk away and forget about the money. You can't have it both ways.
Right. It's not that easy to just walk away because I can be gone, but he sends enough daily text messages and makes enough phone calls, and he's going to say something, and I'm going to break.
There's a thing called blocked callers.
I've tried that. No, he works around it. There are apps that you can download where you can get a fake telephone number to call someone from. Or to text someone from. And once you get that text, you can't ignore it because you don't know who it's from.
Mm-hmm.
So trust me, I've tried.
Well, I guess
you're
going to have to either be really super-duper strong or resolve yourself to the fact that you are going to have him in your life forever.
Okay.
Okay, then. Hey, Dan.
Tiffany, you a mess.
Okay.
Go ahead, Nina. I'm sorry. I just got tickled.
Yeah, you know what you have, Tiffany.
I do. I'm just tired of doing it over and over, and once I'm
I'll
be done.
He's so thick-headed. Like, he doesn't seem to.
You think?
Hints don't work with him. Like, really, they don't. So you got to go right up into his face and say, back off, buddy. Only use stronger four-letter words than that.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Or I could do it.
Okay. I'll give you his information.
Okay. You know I would.
Yeah, and, you know, he's so used to dealing with aggressive and, you know, crazy women that I don't think it'll faze him.
But I'm not crazy.
See, that's what all us crazy women say.
Okay.
All right.
I love
you. Okay, you want to stay on or you want to hang up?
You can keep me on. Love you guys, too.
Okay, we love you as well. All right. Next caller is area code 910. 910, you're on the line with Nina and Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, Lennis. This is Monica. How you guys doing?
Oh, doing great. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How about them Cowboys?
They won?
Cowboys.
I didn't.
They're winning.
They're winning? Okay.
Anyway. They're winning. No, Pittsburgh ain't going to win that game. Anyway, been praying for you ladies. Anyway, I only have one question. I have a friend, and his name is Leonard, and I would like to know if you ladies can zoom in into his spirit and see if he's worth my while.
First thing I got was a very good spirit. It's peaceful. I'll put it like that, a very peaceful spirit. Energetic. Lonesome, he's looking for a mate. He is looking for a mate, companionship. And he doesn't mind helping. I see him. He doesn't mind helping a woman, which is beautiful. You know what I mean? I'm not saying just monetary-wise, but also just as how he treats a woman. You know, his respect and his honor. What are you picking up, Miss Nina?
I think he would be worth your while. He's a little uptight about some things. I'm not picking up exactly what he's uptight about, but there's something that he's uptight about. But, yeah, I think it would be worth your while to go out with him and find out more about him.
Now, there you go.
Okay.
There's the relationship right there.
And the strangest thing is when we call, he can't get through my phones, and my phones can't get through to him. We like, we don't know what's going on. So I'm like,
That's interesting.
Yeah, it is
really interesting. For real, Miss Nina, I mean, even my daughter, she called him one time. He said, baby, what's wrong with your phones? I said, I don't know. It's crazy.
Well, that's really strange. Was he in a relationship a while ago?
His wife died of colon cancer. He told me that, I'm not sure, that was 6 years ago. And I met him through one of his workers or whatever, but that's kind of strange, you know?
Yeah, that's very strange that both of your phones aren't working. It's almost like somebody is trying to block you guys from getting together.
Yep.
But no, I'm picking up he has a good spirit. He's a good guy. He is uptight about something. Like I said, I can't figure out what it is. The angels aren't telling me what. But, yeah, definitely worth your while to try and get to know him better.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So you've got two goals, two women that say, yes, go for it. Go for it. You might be the one. You never know.
Right.
Okay.
Well, Monica,
is there any... go ahead, Nina.
You go and have fun at getting to know Leonard better.
I will. I will. I think he's in New York on some business. So he's a civil contractor, you know, civil engineer. He had to go to New York on some business. So, you know, hey, baby, you know how those things can go sometimes. So I don't know. I just didn't have some bad situations.
Well, go and send him a text message. Tell him you're thinking of him.
Okay. That's good. Let us know how it goes.
I will.
It's on a good path right now, on a good foot, so hopefully that continues for you and it turns out to be one great relationship.
Yes, I will. I will. I'm excited somewhat, but you know, I don't want to just be get all out there and then be dumped back down to the ground. But I will.
All right. Well, you have a
Y'all have a good day. Y'all have a good night.
You too. And thank you for calling. Have a wonderful week.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you're listening to Free Psychic Reading Sunday with Linus and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. And the chat room is open. We've got lines open, so if you guys want to call in.
Lennis, we have two callers. One is area code 518 and 313, so either one of those.
Okay, I thought they were holding. That might
no,
be.
Not
let
those.
Me see. Oh,
no,
okay. Area code 518, you're on the line with Nina and Lennis. Who's this?
I'm holding.
Yeah.
Oh, you are?
That is Linda.
Yes, I'm holding. Yes, I'm holding.
Okay.
Sorry,
Anna. Yeah, her and 313. And 901 is Anna. And you? And 708 is holding? Yeah, that's Tiffany. So, the lines are open. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Guys, 313, I don't think, I haven't got that one written down until just now, so I don't think that one's holding.
Okay, area code 313, you're on the line with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Trish. How are you guys tonight?
Hi, Trisha. We are doing great. And yourself?
Oh, I'm hanging in there. I was just calling to see if I could probably get maybe a love in the future reading or something.
Okay, you're not involved with anybody right now, right?
No.
You're clear?
Yeah,
okay.
I'm clear. It's nothing there.
Okay. All right, let's see what's coming up for Trisha. Ooh, right away the angels are showing me a tall, big man. I mean, like, God, 6'5"? Oof, okay. But he's a big man, a little bit over medium built. Not obese, but, you know, he's thick. I guess I should say that.
Okay.
He's walking towards you. Yeah. Who is this guy, God? He loves to play pinochle. Wow, angels. Let's get into this guy. He's nice looking. He's handsome. He's tall. He's a little thick. And they're telling me he loves to play pinochle.
I have the slightest
you
idea
will meet
how
him
to
in
play
two
pinochle.
Weeks. Oh, that's okay.
Weeks.
He does, so I'm sure he got friends he played with. You're going to meet him in a couple of weeks. It's almost like right after Thanksgiving. It's like your Black Friday when you meet him.
Mm. Interesting.
Retail outlet. Says you'll meet this man at a retail outlet. And he's bald. He just went bald. He has hair, but he just decided to go bald. and his left ear is pierced. He's got a little tiny diamond in there. You know what? He might be a salesman or manager at a retail outlet. That's what they're telling me now. He's either a salesman or a manager of the store. But he does work retail, yep.
Okay.
Nicely dressed. They said he's always, when you see him, he's always nicely dressed. Pete or Peter. I'm getting a name. Hope you're writing all this down because I'll forget.
Yeah, I'm getting it. Definitely.
His last name is either Peter Martin or Peter Montez. Single, so you don't have to worry about that. He's not attached to anybody. He loves his job, what he does. He really enjoys that. He likes being in sales. He's been hiding from himself how he really feels, deeply and emotionally. I think he must have been hurt real bad. But it says he's hiding from himself, his emotions. So I guess when you meet him, you're going to have to pull it out of him or make him feel comfortable. Not pull it out of him. Make him feel comfortable that he'll want to engage in a conversation with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like
okay.
if you went to the shoe store, this is just an example. Going to a shoe store and you're buying a pair of shoes and the guy that's waiting on you, you know, like that, you will start a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm seeing. Nina, are you seeing anything different or the same?
No, nothing different.
Okay. So remember in 2 weeks, what are we looking at? That is right after Thanksgiving. Oh, and I said Black Friday, didn't I? See?
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
I'm not telling you to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning for Black Friday, but that weekend of Black Friday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, if you go to a retail store, look for this man.
Okay.
I gave you his name. Hopefully, if it's not that, it's pretty close to it. Very close.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And he is outgoing, but then he has to be for the job that he's in. But yeah, he has an outgoing.
I hope I don't end up losing a phone or something, and then have to go buy a phone and have to run into him like that.
No, you could just—it's the holidays. Why can't you just go window shopping? Go in the store and just look at certain things. If you don't see anything you like, go to the next store.
I do.
Yeah,
have to
you don't have
do
to spend
shopping,
money.
So.
Huh?
I do have to get out and do some shopping, so that's probably what it is.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Even if it's just window shopping, maybe something you wanted to buy and you're going to check a couple of stores, then you will run into him.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sounds interesting.
He's a good guy. I'm not picking
Am
up
I
anything
ready
negative
for it?
Off him. Well, I sure hope so.
Oh yeah, I'm emotionally detached right now, so I don't, you know, want to scare anybody away with just, you know, running my mouth too much.
No, because when you see him retail, of course he's on his job, right? So you know can't get into too much of a conversation, kind of just, you know, exchange, but later. Because you will make, or, you know, you two will make a date to meet then at that time, you know. So, yeah, I'd give him a chance and go for it. So, now, don't go through every store in the mall to find the man.
No.
Put your feelers
out there. I
hate
looking
anyway. But look, tell the angels to guide you. Ask the angels to guide you to this gentleman. And they will.
Because,
you know what I'm saying? You could be in, like, Macy's, and all of a sudden you're like, you know what? I need to run in Sears right quick to check on something. Oops, there it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay,
that's
so that's what I'm saying,
to...
letting the angels. Yeah. So you know what I'm saying, Tricia. So, yeah, let your angels guide you. You know they're not going to take you to anybody bad. They're going to take you to somebody that's going to make you happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would definitely do that. And thanks a lot. That sounds pretty good.
Yeah. Well, you're most welcome. Let us know. You know, we're on Sundays and Wednesdays, so let us know, Tricia.
Okay, and Wednesdays too? Okay, I didn't know about Wednesdays. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay,
sure, I sure will. Definitely.
All right. Thanks for
okay,
calling.
Okay, have a good
we
evening.
Wish you the very best. You too, young lady.
All right, thank
and
you.
You're welcome. Oh, I think I knocked off somebody. Anyway, I probably should say this, and I'll do it now. So Sunday we read from 3 o'clock in the afternoon till 4:30 in the evening. And on Wednesdays, we're just on for an hour from 6 to 7, same phone number, same format, but only we just do it for an hour on Wednesday from 6, and I'm sorry, 6 o'clock Pacific time is 9 p.m. on the East Coast, so in between you have to figure it out. Okay, but it's 6 on the West Coast and 9 on the East. And Sunday, of course, is 3 p.m. on the West Coast, and it's 6 p.m. on the East Coast. So, okay. Lines are open. They are really, really open now. 646-727-2914. Go ahead, Nina.
If we don't get any callers in the next couple of minutes, we are going to leave early.
Yeah.
Because there's no point in us hanging on.
That's true. How's it doing in the chat room? Any questions? Well, I know you've got it anyway. So.
Yeah. No, we're doing okay. We're still talking over Tiffany's problem in there.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, remember, folks, now this super moon is going to bring some changes in your life, supposedly big changes for the better. So let's just hope that this moon, when it passes over, that things that do change, unexpectedly or expected, will be for the good.
Okay. Tiffany has a question if you want to put her back on. It's 708 is her area code.
Okay. Yes, Miss Tiffany?
Hi. Okay, I went through this 27-day ebook that pretty much cleansed me and gave me a new outlook on life, and it made it easier to part ways with people who meant me no good. You know, the person I loaned money to lived with someone, right? You all
right,
remember that
right,
back 2 years
right,
ago?
Right.
He only responds to ultimatums. This 27-day journey I've been on has taught me to always take the higher road, to always be the bigger person. Threatening to change his life as he knows it without actually doing it, is that bad?
No.
If I have to threaten to tell him, hey, you know, are you sure that your female roommate wants to know about me, and is that what I'm going to have to do to get you to get up off your butt and pay what you owe?
Tiffany, if that's what you have to do to get the end results that you need and want, that is what you have to do.
That's going to destroy him.
And what he's been doing to you hasn't bothered you at all, right?
It has bothered me every step of the way.
Exactly. So go ahead and do it, Tiffany.
Okay.
The end results is what you want. So, go ahead and do it.
I told him I needed $25 to apply to nursing school. The application fee is only $10, but I figured I could get a little extra. He said, I don't have it now, but Friday is payday. I'll put it in your account. He didn't speak to me at all Friday.
He
waited until Saturday morning, and he spoke, and I ignored him. He spoke to me again today, and I haven't responded. So now it's like I'm stooping to his level. I've been trying to bring him up to mine, and now I'm back to the rotten little imp.
Yeah, but he can't be brought up to your level. It's not in him. He doesn't have it.
Okay. So what do you see the outcome being if I do expose him?
Well, I'm going to tell you this, and not to interrupt you, Nina, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Never put a threat on a man that you're going to tell another woman what's he doing. That's dangerous for you. It's better to walk away and not say anything at all.
But then
because
he gets
if you were
having taken advantage of me and taking advantage of her too.
Oh, I understand that. Believe me, I understand that totally. But two wrongs don't make a right. That's why we told
There's
you.
There's nothing wrong
have
with
to
me
eat
being
because.
Honest. Wouldn't you, as a woman with living with a guy, deserve to know the truth? He can't lie to everybody. Somebody's got to put an end to it. I don't think it's fair for him to get the best of her and my
and
money
you.
Too. Yeah.
No, it's not fair. I agree with
Let
you.
Us, yeah, huh. you have to understand the full situation with this. And I agree with Tiffany. This woman has a right to know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that's
well,
true.
It's unfortunate
you have Tiffany talk more
she,
than I do.
It's unfortunate that she only has a right to know once I'm upset. But, I mean, when you've got these many skeletons in your closet, try not to upset people. Try not to use people. Try not to cheat and steal.
Exactly. Yeah. And you know
and
what?
He has,
maybe he will learn a lesson, and maybe he will change. But that's a big maybe.
Yeah, because I'm thinking she's leaning on the side of, okay, now that I know what happened, I forgive you. Now you're mine. You can't see her anymore. Well, I hadn't planned on seeing him anyway, but she's going to think it's a victory.
Well, that's okay. Let her.
Okay.
It doesn't affect you in the long run, so let her.
Okay. Well, I probably really wouldn't get it voluntarily then. I'll definitely have to take him to court to get the money, but I'm saying, if you're going to lead a double life, you got to be nice to somebody so somebody can have your back. You can't just keep screwing over everybody along the way.
Exactly.
Well, you said, I got two lovers and I'm trapped.
Well, you know, if you know
no,
how to
you.
Play
I'm
the game.
No, not you. I'm thinking of him.
Him, yeah. If he knows how to play the game, it would have been okay. She knows about me. She pretends like she doesn't. But if you want to play the game, you have to know how to play it. You can't mistreat the people that you're involved with because it's going to eventually come back to bite you in the butt.
Yeah, and he needs a big chunk of that butt torn off.
Yeah. I was trying to be the bigger person, but we'll see.
But
I understand your viewpoint too, Lena.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's no denying. I do understand it too, but because of the way he is, he needs a good slap in the face, and that's what you got to do.
Okay.
It's unfortunate, but at least then you will be over and done with him
yep.
for sure, and you'll be able to find somebody. They're
yep.
really good for Tiffany.
I hope this is not drawn out for more than until Friday, because I know Friday is his payday. So once he gets paid, he has my bank information, he can deposit it, and then we can be done with that. But if he wants to risk losing what he has at home and this too, and we were actually decent friends, then he can cheat me again if he wants to.
Yep.
Okay. Okay.
Lannis, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just listening. I'm here. I don't have too much to comment about that because, Nina, you know, I just went through a situation
yes, you
like
yeah.
that. So
you think
I'll
it's...
Listen.
No, I mean, I need your input because right now I'm torn. This is, like, beneath me to do it, but sometimes you have to stoop to people's levels to be able to relate to them. I've been the bigger person for too long. Costing
my thing was that I did not want to be the other woman anymore. I wanted to be the only woman.
Oh, well, I definitely don't want to be his only woman. I don't want to trade places with her and take on the garbage that, I mean, just think of the little bit of garbage I've been getting from the sidelines. Do I want that full-time garbage? No. But he doesn't deserve either one of us at this point. And if she decides after everything that she wants to keep him, at least she will go in informed.
Yep.
True that.
But living under her roof with her twin girls and phone in her name and she's taxi because he has no driver's license, driving him to work and every party he wants to go to, you're doing all that. And he's out here doing whatever he wants to do. If you want to live with that, so be it. But at least you should be in the know.
Well, Tiffany, I think she does know. She just chooses not
to. She's in denial.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, my money means something to me, and if you want to keep up a facade, that's fine. But when you cross me, then it's a different story.
Exactly. And he's crossed the line. So make it right.
I'll try.
Okay. Big hug.
Okay. Hugs back. Sorry, Linus.
No. I'm just listening. No.
Okay.
You know. Praying for you.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, of course. Of course. Okay, well, Miss Nina, it is the clock on the wall says it's about that time.
Yep, it is that time for sure.
Okay, well, I want to thank everybody for listening around the world or in the chat room or even calling into the show. We do appreciate you and we do love you. As we always say, if no one else has told you that they love you today, we do. And remember that tomorrow is a super moon. If you have the opportunity to go outside and look at it, I suggest that you do. Also, maybe pray while you're looking at it or put some intentions out there which you'd like to see completed in your life or changed in your life, but all for the good. Okay. Anything else, Miss Nina?
No, I would just like to thank everybody that's been in the chat room with me today. Okay, there was somebody. Oh, yeah. Love a day. No, I do not see anybody coming into your life in the next little while. Sorry about that, hon. It's just I'm not seeing anything right now. So, yeah, I think I've answered everybody else's questions in there. Have a good week, everyone. Remember to put your intentions out there for the full moon.
All right. Well, thank you, Miss Nina, and I will be talking to you soon, young lady.
Good night, man.
Good night, Nina.